For me, there was a moment which I wasn't actually sure whether to even tell this story, but it really focuses on the volunteers. I was on the tube going out to the stadium early the other morning, and one of our games makers in the now familiar uniform, and I shook his hand and said, "Thank you for doing this." And I said, "What do you do when you're not doing this?" And he said, I said, "First of all, where, what venue?" And he said, "I'm boxing." And I said, "What are you doing there?" And he said, "I'm medical." And I said, "Oh, that's a good one. That's important. We get that right for all sorts of reasons in boxing." And I got hold of his accreditation. And I said, "Look, thank you." I said, "What do you do when you're not doing this?" And he said, "I'm a consultant at a large hospital in London, A&E. And I said, "Well, that gives me even more confidence that the boxers are in good hands." And he said, I said, "Thank you very much for doing this. You know, we can't do it without you." And he said, no. He looked at me and he sort of, he really quite seriously, and he said, "Thank you." And I said, "Well, no. And we got in, and he said, no, this is closure for me." And I looked at, you know, I was a bit taken aback by that. And he said, "I was a consultant, anaesthetist, on the morning of 7/7. He said, "I didn't even know whether I really wanted to be a volunteer." He said, "I hummed and hawed over putting the forms in, then I pulled them back, and then I went again." And he said, "I got the job," and he said, "I did, you know, did the training." And he said, "I wasn't even sure, frankly, whether I'd make it through the first morning." And he said, "This for me has been closure, because," he said, "I saw the worst that day in mankind. And," he said, "I've now got into this and I'm seeing the best." And he said, "For me, this has been an extraordinary journey these last few days." And that really summed up to me what the volunteers are doing here. And for that one person, that was, you know, just to have that conversation, that's the conversation I will remember for the rest of my life.